You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Fair Oaks Elementary School in Redwood City has a deep history. It opened in the early 1950s. So when the school district abruptly announced late last month that it would almost certainly be closing the school this June, shocked former alums from decades ago took to Facebook to reminisce. Meanwhile, neighborhood families, now largely Spanish-speaking immigrants, reacted with shock, anger, tears, and fear. As a community school, Fair Oaks provides all kinds of services to parents and families, like English language classes, career support, and a food pantry. Many parents don't have cars. They can walk their kids there, and they don't want that to change. But enrollment has been declining steadily, and that means an already strapped school district is receiving even fewer state dollars. Much of the reason? Flourishing charter schools. Education reporter Lee Romney is here to tell us about it. Hey, Lee.
Hi, Hannah.
So it sounds like this news came down without much warning. What's the story?
Well, until recently, the Redwood City School District hasn't had many charter schools, but parents who were unhappy with district schools had been organizing for a while. And they worried that their kids were scoring low on state tests and that they weren't being prepared for college or for careers that could get them out of poverty. And most of them were immigrants. Lots of their kids were English learners. The charter schools promised an alternative. And 4 years ago, they scored a big win. Here's parent organizer Maritza Leal speaking in the packed board chambers right after a unanimous vote to approve two new charter schools.
Our dream came true, and I thank you to the board members for listening to our voices and for believing more choices for parents. I believe that together we can make our community stronger. And I'm just so excited. This is the greatest day of my life.
She's very emotional there.
She is very happy, but here is the thing. Redwood City doesn't have the kind of property tax revenues that its neighbors like Woodside or Palo Alto have. And that means most of its funding comes from the state and is tied to average daily attendance. So the district loses money when its traditional schools lose students to charters. Mm-hmm. And the district actually predicted a loss of $15 million by 2020 because of these charters.
But the school board approved them. Did it have to do that?
Well, state law says that a district's fear over its own financial decline is not a reason to reject a charter school's application. And I talked to longtime school board trustee Dennis McBride, and he told me he had tears streaming down his face during that June 2014 vote because he knew that, quote, it would harm our district considerably.
Mm-hmm. So enrollment is down, but are charters the main reason for that?
Well, the superintendent sent out a memo saying high housing costs are also pushing families out. Mm-hmm. But I did a little number crunching. And if you look at both charters and non-charters inside the Redwood City district boundaries, over the last three school years, the total student count has only dropped by 55 kids. But the deck chairs shifted around a ton. The district's traditional schools lost kids, while charter school enrollment more than quadrupled.
Hmm. Is that part of a charter school boom across the Bay Area, or is this unique to Redwood City right now?
Actually, that's pretty interesting. In most of the Bay Area, charter school growth peaked about 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. So low-income minority districts like Redwood City Elementary are kind of the new frontier for expansion.
And what about the kids who are now at Fair Oaks? What's happening to them?
Well, they're not guaranteed spots at the charters. That's one thing. The superintendent's asking them to switch to one of three larger district schools. And to soften the blow, the district's offering to bus them there for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And it also hopes to move special ed kids from Fair Oaks with their teachers together as a group to kind of ease the pain of that. But families feel really blindsided.
So can we hear from one of those families?
Yep. Here is Jessica McDonald speaking at a San Mateo County Board of Supervisors meeting 2 weeks ago.
With such a short notice, it's very stressful for us as parents and our kids. It's our, like, second home. Everyone knows each other and helps each other as a community. Me having a special child attending to Fair Oaks, it's just really stressful trying to get to know new other staff members and letting them know about our kids' conditions. You guys should know, like, the stressfulness of trying to find another school, a perfect fit for them.
Lee, how could it be a done deal if the school board hadn't even discussed it?
Well, that's a good question. The superintendent's memo said the district will be asking families to transfer schools, so it sounded like a done deal. But a district spokesman is now stressing that it's not final. Last week, a big group of parents and kids marched to the school board meeting from Fair Oaks Elementary. And some parents at that meeting said they were afraid to switch to a school that was farther from home because that might increase their risk of getting snatched up in an immigration raid.
Uh-huh.
And parents offered to volunteer their time to make lunches or do janitorial and landscaping work for free to save money for the school. But the district has union contracts, so that's a no-go. Mm. And the board postponed the vote until April 25th.
Okay. Thank you, Lee.
Thank you.